I mean,
Wow.
Aqueous started because I was in a clinic, and you know, I had I call toys, you know, I had all the therapy toys, and just, you know, you had open space and you had a pool, and there was time and energy and hunger to ask the question, what if we did it this way? And you know, aqueous is the result of that.
And I wholly and solely agree. A lot of people say, well, that's the way we always did it, so that's the way we're going to do it.
Right.
And I mean, in other roles that I've had in the past, I've gone, well, why? Why are we doing it this
Right.
way? What if we did this? What if we did that? What if we, and it just doesn't apply to people. It applies to life in general. If you don't look at the other things around, then you won't grow, you won't learn, you won't evolve. And as far as swimming
Yeah.
goes, it's come a long way in the past 30, 40 years. We had the skin suit era, and everyone's gone, oh, skin suits, you can't go any faster. Then all of a sudden,
Right.
we're going faster because
All
people have
right.
gone that next step and gone, hang on a second. Well, why did it do this in a swimsuit, but it didn't do it before? What did we
All
change? What
right.
else did we do? What else can we do? So I think to shut your mind off is a very foolish act.
Yeah, and we live within the world of what we call elite aquatic wellness. We want you to prepare well, we want you to perform well, and we want you to recover well. And I think when you frame it that way, the question consistently comes up, are we doing it well? Can we improve? Can we improve the way our athletes are preparing? Can we improve our rest and recovery plans? And even, you know, I know I'm running over time, but I
No,
got
you're
things to say,
fine.
Steve.
Yeah, no,
I think
go.
even
Just go.
I think from the business end, and I think particularly in both of our cultures and our setups, with each team being a business, the financial feedback of running a successful team means that your product is good. And I think that's a fight that we go up against. So if you reframe it and say, okay, is our product, so our athlete experience, is our product as good as it could be? And then you reframe it. Are we preparing well? Are we performing well? Are we recovering well? That's kind of how you break through that barrier and that mindset of, well, this is what we've
Exactly.
always done. This is what we're going to do because it's working.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think particularly with our two sporting cultures, and it's different than the conversations I have with people based in Europe because it's just not how it's set up. We have to reframe it as a business, and the athlete experience is the product. And you can always every company looks at their product and says, is it the best that it could be, and can we make it better? And
Exactly.
that's what they have to do.
And a coach has to look at themselves for, it sounds, it doesn't sound quite right, but a coach has to look at themselves as a business manager.
Yes,
They
absolutely.
have to
Oh,
go, hang on a
goodness,
second.
absolutely.
My product is developing excellent, outstanding athletes.
Yes.
Okay, so therefore, I need to have the best, sports scientist. I need to have the best physiotherapist. I need to have the best nutritionalist. I need to have the best human movement specialist. You can't just go, oh, I'm a coach. Yep, I'm going to coach these kids. And I think the product you're delivering and you want to put out there actually helps coaches in going, okay, well, I've produced, in Australia, for example, I've produced state swimmers that have achieved first, second, or third. I've had a kid in every final of every state championship race for the past 5 or 6 years. So therefore, I'm a great coach. Okay, that's great, but why aren't your kids going to nationals?
Right.
Why aren't those kids going to international? Why aren't they making Olympic squads? What's happening for your kids to drop off afterwards? And I think the product that you can provide and the service that you can do will actually help coaches go, well, hang on a second. Are my kids getting to state just missing out because of human movement or because of injury or because of, this, that, and the other? So I think what you're doing is a huge benefit to the coaching fraternity.
Well, I really appreciate that. And yeah, I think when we're dealing with a system where the financial cost does go back to the parents, that coach, as the business owner sometimes, or as the business manager often, will see it as, oh, well, you just want to pass it. Well, we already charged them enough, right? We get that a lot.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
But if you look at it and say, okay, well, this is how we're enhancing the athlete experience, and this is what makes our club team different. You get more people. It benefits your business, and there is a return on investment for reevaluating your product and saying, what can we do better? What if we did this? There is proof in numbers. So I think that there. The topic of running a team as a business, I think we underestimate coaches. They are business people, and I think when they see themselves as that way, those are the coaches that we work really well with, because they get it. They get the fact that their team is a business. They get the fact that they have a product, and they see the value in reevaluating that product and seeing what they can do to make it better, because there is growth in their team.
No, absolutely. So just wrapping up, Jenny, if someone wanted to get in contact with you and want to learn more about the aqueous, and I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Like I said,
That's okay.
it's the accent
That's
that's
okay,
starting to
no
sound.
worries.
How would they do that? How does someone actually contact you and say, hey, look, yes, I'd love to sign up to be a certified practitioner or a performance specialist or a coach?
Yeah, so I think we might just have to do an Australian tour and do one flight and come see a bunch of teams and host a couple courses. I think that's probably the best way to do
Ah,
it.
look, hell, I've got a spare room.
Perfect. Okay. So yeah, reach out to me, Jenny B at aqueous.co, JennyB as in boy at aqueous.co. Like I said, I answer all the emails, I read all the emails. So that's really the best way to get in touch with me. And we can start a conversation from there, and hopefully you and I can put a trip together.
Yeah, for sure. Look, once again, I'd really like to thank you for your time. It's been
Oh, it's
absolutely
my pleasure.
fantastic talking to you, and I wish you all the best in the future. And yeah, from looking at your website, I am very keen to find out what's involved about a certified aqueous coach. I mean,
Yes.
that's the least I can do. My sports science and everything else isn't probably quite at the same level as yours, and I'll never pretend to be, but at least a certified aqueous coach would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, think of it this way. My coaching will never be where yours is, and that's the beauty of the field. So,
Exactly.
all right, Steve. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I absolutely love your platform. I look forward to listening to all of your upcoming interviews and your past ones, and I definitely encourage anyone.
So, I really hope you enjoyed that interview with Jenny. Like I said, lovely lady. If you've got any questions, feel free to send me an email or comment on the page or hit me up through Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest or any of the mediums that I'm usually on all of them. Just look up Aussie Swim Coach and I'm there. If you need a hand from Jenny, her details will be in the show notes. So really hope you have a great day, guys, and I've got to get down to the pool, so I better get going. Enjoy your day and I hope to swim better. Thank you.